What it is, what it do, it's your girl, Bendu, and you are now listening to Chasing Psychology. Okay, it's definitely been so long since I have done a podcast episode, mostly because, like, life just kind of got in the way, and every time I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna record a podcast, then like something would happen and then I couldn't record. And then also I wasn't really sure what to talk about, but today I want to come to you guys to just talk about life. I recently decided, I guess it's not recently anymore, because I decided this probably in July on a career change. Well, it's sort of a career change, not really, to be honest. I'm still going to be in the realm of psychology, but I'm changing to like more medical versus like science, because psychology is a science, even though people try to play us. But I wanted to join my two passions of being in the medical field, but also studying psychology. So drum roll, please. I am going to become a physician assistant. The name change that is going to happen probably when I get into grad school, is the official name now is like a physician associate, but that hasn't like gone through because like law in this country takes forever to actually like be solidified. So for right now, I'm going to be a physician assistant, and right now I'm a pre-PA student. Anyways, the way how I came to that decision was basically, I think it was just years and years of me toiling with the idea of like wanting to be in the medical field, but definitely not wanting to be a doctor. I have my LPN. I am an LPN, a licensed practical nurse. And when we would do clinicals, we were mostly with the nurses, and I was like, nursing is definitely not for me. At the time, I wanted to be a pediatrician, so a doctor who works with like children, basically from when you're born all the way up until you're, I want to say 21. And I found out that I definitely do not, and I'm putting an emphasis on this, I do not like working with children when they're that young. Not saying that like I don't love children, I love children, I love like taking care of children, but like having to give them shots or get like just like talk through their like developmental stage, because they change so much, but it's a lot. And right now, even though I said I don't like pediatrics whatsoever, because there's just a lot of screaming, and like the parents, like sometimes the parents are cooperative, sometimes they're just like a lot, and like helicopter parents and like question everything you do, which I do understand, because you know, like that's your child, you want them, you want the best care for them. But sometimes it's like, okay, seriously, like I'm the professional, like please lay off of me just a tiny bit. Like you don't have to be rude about it, you know, you can definitely tell me things and like tell me like what you think it is, but like being rude is just not okay. And then there's some parents who are like very neglectful, and it just makes you want to like adopt every child you like come across who's being like neglected, and that's just not really healthy either, and that can be like a really, really sad part of your position. But right now I'm working for this company, I'm not gonna say the name just in case, where it's a free health, well actually it's not really a free health clinic, but they do, it sort of is, it's like a mixture of like a bunch of different things combined together. So like it's a hospital, but then it's also something like it's akin to an urgent care or patient first, emergency room. Yeah, just all kind of mixed into one. And they see a lot of patients who are from like a lower socioeconomic status, socioeconomic background. And honestly, I love doing work like that. That's like my whole passion. I spent like all of my formative years working with people from disadvantaged backgrounds, marginalized populations. I wrote like papers on it. I've also I did my thesis on marginalized backgrounds, and like whatever I did, I made sure to like add that as a factor. So working with people who come from like lower socioeconomic background, from minority groups, is my zhish. I totally love doing that. So being able to like continue my work, but just more so on the like the medical side is really great. But they put me in the peds unit, even though I said anything but peds. Anything but peds. But guess who's working in peds? I am working in peds. Technically not really working, I'm volunteering, but it can be a lot sometimes, because a lot of times the kids definitely just don't want to be there, and they will scream bloody murder when you try to get near them for anything. Even if it's like I'm taking your temperature, and it's like the temperature like gun that you like point at someone's head, and it's like taking your temperature, so it's like I'm not even touching you. I definitely understand like not wanting to do vaccines, but okay, like we're just doing a temperature, or like, you know, maybe your blood pressure. But like when they're a lot younger, it's like, oh, I'm weighing you and I'm trying to measure your head, and the like the length of your body, and they still don't like that either. And the place like where I volunteer, a lot of the people there are from the Latinx community. So a lot of them have like just come over and don't really speak English. And if they do, it's like very little English. So that's also been really challenging. But thankfully, I am with like medical assistants who are like fluent in Spanish, so like they do such a great job, and it's so amazing that they're still like, you know, like just able to like give the best care to these individuals. Because, you know, a lot of times like if someone doesn't speak English or they have a really strong accent, people just kind of like throw them away or like think that they don't know what's going on. So it's so amazing that like we have like medical assistants and like some doctors who actually speak Spanish, and they are like taking care of these patients and like giving them the best care instead of them having to like really fight to like advocate for themselves. And I've also been thinking about like learning some Spanish. I know a little bit from like sixth grade when we had to learn Spanish, but other than that, I really don't. Like, I know how to say some things, but like there's just, it's useless and it's not conversational. So it's kind of like I need to learn more conversational terms than just being like pantalones. Like, when is that really gonna come up, you know? I know how to say hola and gracias, but I just feel like when I say it doesn't sound right, and it makes me it like in my brain it's like I'm trying too hard, really. Like, I can really just say hi to them or wave. So I definitely need to learn way more Spanish. And I'm definitely gonna start using Duolingo since I'm taking, well, not taking a break, but like we're on winter break right now until the spring semester. So where was I going with that? Okay, yeah, so I'm doing that. With PA, you have to like have these prerequisites, and since I wasn't a like science major, Although psychology is a science, I'm not gonna beat you guys like over the head with that. But so you like, for a lot of science majors, you're going to have to take, like, you know, the biology, the chemistry, and like the upper level sciences like orgo and all that stuff. And as psych majors, you don't really have to do that, except for biology. I had to take biology, and then obviously, like, I had to take math too. And then so for some of the prereqs and for PAs, you have to have like psychology courses, like intro, abnormal, I think those are the like two main ones, and then statistics. And if you know, like, if you're a psych major, you know, like, you have to take statistics. Like, that's very important in psychology, and especially if you're going to like move up from like getting your bachelor's to a master's or PhD, you have to know statistics. And that's something that people don't know about psychology, that most people aren't clinicians or practitioners. A lot of psychologists are researchers and, you know, scientists. So yeah, so I have those prerequisites covered, and every school is very, very different. So some schools, they require, I will say in general, you have to have anatomy and physiology. You're not gonna get away with that. That's like the main thing that I've seen with every single school. Definitely have to have anatomy and physiology. The next one, I would say at least one semester of chemistry you have to have. And then biochemistry or organic chemistry. So you can either like do biochemistry or you can do organic chemistry for that one. And then you also have to have statistics. You cannot like bypass that either. And then like one intro level of like psychology. And then I've also seen like abnormal psychology, social psychology. Yeah, those are like the main ones. And then some schools will be like, oh, you have to take like organic chemistry and biochemistry, or like you have to take a full year of chemistry, a full year of biology. But it really just depends on what your what schools you're applying to and like their requirements. But for mine, the schools I'm right now, my list is at 12, and I think I'm gonna keep it at that because I still want to have options. I might add a little bit more, but I'm not sure. Because I want to get the most bang for my money, but also like the schools that I'm applying to, the main school that I wanted to apply to is Shenandoah University, and I really hope I get into their PA program. You need anatomy physiology 1 and 2, or anatomy and then physiology, and then one semester of chemistry, one semester of statistics, one semester of like an intro psych class, and medical terminology. I think that was it. Oh, and then that was another, I totally forgot, molecular, it's microbiology. Pretty much all the schools that I'm applying to, if not all, and then like all the other ones that I've looked at, which has been so many, probably like at least 100 schools I've looked at, all require microbiology. So that's also an important class. So yeah, add microbiology, and then it's either biochemistry or organic chemistry. So those are the classes I need, and I need to take 5 classes. So far I've taken chemistry in the first level or first sequence of anatomy and physiology so far, so that's pretty good. So I need like 3 more classes, which I'm going to be taking next semester. So I am going to be taking biochemistry, microbiology, and then the second part of anatomy and physiology. And I'm a little scared about next semester, but I just know that as long as I put effort in, I should be able to like do well in those classes. Anatomy and physiology was a lot this semester. There was so much work. The material was so freaking dense. You had to remember so many things. A lot of it was memorization, but then you also had to like understand the concepts so you could like apply it to the different questions. But like we had lecture finals and then lecture exams and also lab exams, and the lab exams were freaking killer. Like our averages were like 44% to like 54%. Like it was so bad, and I'm pretty sure our final average was like a 22%. Thankfully I always was way ahead of the averages, but I can just say like those classes were really, like those exams were really hard. And shout out to my teacher for really going above and beyond and helping us, but like, oh my gosh, it was killer. She also gave like a lot of extra credit too, so I would just suggest if you're on that path to just do everything, even if it's like optional, because you just never know what's going to happen. I know for me I had a couple of flare-ups from my arthritis and like medication change, and there was one exam that I completely bombed, but I was still able to like pull through with an A in that class. So do everything. Do every single assignment, even if it's optional, because you just never know what life will like throw at you. I know there was one girl in my chemistry class who she ended up having COVID towards the end of the semester, and she couldn't take our final. And I'm just like, you just never freaking know. So do everything so you don't have to count on like one Hail Mary or like a couple of Hail Marys. And let's get into chemistry. Chemistry was freaking hard and exhausting. There are so many times that like I literally wanted to quit because of chemistry. Like chemistry and I were not syncing, which is so weird because, well, you know what? I will say when I was in high school, I definitely struggled a little bit with chemistry, but then towards the end of the semester, like things started clicking when I found like YouTube videos, and I really like put in all of my energy into chemistry, because at first I was kind of like, oh my gosh, like I'm not really understanding what my teacher's saying, but I put in so much energy and I pulled it off. Like I pulled it off, I got an A in the class. But for this chemistry, like it was like the whole semester, even if I like looked at YouTube videos, like it would make sense, but then I would go into like the exams and be like, oh my gosh, what have I done? Like, what is going on? But thankfully our final like kind of counted twice, so like it replaced one of your grades, and then it was like super weighted too. So I was just really thankful for that. I studied so hard for that, and I managed to get a B in the class. I will say I'm taking classes at community college, and we only get A, B, C, D, and F, and then of course like incompletes. So like there's no like A plus or A minus or B plus, B minus, you get it. So even it, like if you get an 89, you're getting a B, which sometimes like that kind of frustrates me, but like if you're more towards like the 80 range, I guess that like that's okay too. Like instead of getting a B minus, you're still getting a B. So it really just depends. But like I said, I definitely wanted to. I really wanted to quit. I wanted to quit so hard. And I was like, I'm not cut out for this. If I can't even like get this general chemistry down. But like, it was like all math. Oh my gosh. The math wasn't necessarily like tough, but it was just more so like remembering all of the different formulas. Although our teacher did give us a formula sheet, it wasn't like the complete thing, you know, like it gives you the very basic formulas, but like, you know, like if you're trying to like transform your like moles into atoms and all that stuff, you have to do multiple steps. She just gave us like pieces of like the steps versus like, this is the formula for it. You just plug in the numbers and you're good. So you really had to work for it and had to remember like formulas or like the reasoning behind those formulas in order to like do the problems. And I really wish she did more like concepts, because then I would have done way better, but that's okay. I still ended up with a B when I really thought I was gonna get like a C or a D. I will freaking take it, because like anatomy, physiology, and chemistry is like the two classes where a lot of people perform poorly on. So I'm glad I got an A in physiology. I'm so happy about that. And also, oh my gosh, I need like the next episode, I'm definitely gonna talk about all of the like drama that happened in both classes. But right now I just kind of want to like skim over things. Yeah, so that's kind of like why I decided that I wanted to switch over to becoming a physician assistant. And I would hope that like to become a I want to become a psychiatric PA, and then also like do part-time or just like PRN as like an urgent care PA. Or maybe like a dermatology PA, because I really love skincare, although I'm so bad at like keeping up with my routine. I just think it would be so amazing to be a derm PA. But obviously you guys know my love is psychology, so becoming a psychiatric PA would be a freaking dream, and I'd love to do that. So right now I'm just kind of like in the beginning stages, but then next semester is like when I'm finished with all of my prerequisite courses, and then I apply, because the application system, CASPA, opens up on in April, like end of April, kind of like towards May. And I hope to be done with my applications in like the late May, because my my classes should be done May 9th of 2022, and then I can decide what I want to do from there. And I just want to apply as early as possible, because a lot of the programs I'm in are they're on like rolling admissions. So if you apply early, you have more of a chance to you know, get into school, because you don't have like that many competition and like spots haven't filled up yet. And also because I'm, you know, kind of a abnormal candidate, because I was in psychology and I also have a master's, I will be older. Will I be older than the average? Yeah, I think by the time I get into PA school, because there's like you apply and then like the next year you get in, versus undergrad where you apply that year and then you go to school that fall. So, well, unless if you do early decisions, but so by the time 2023 rolls around, I will be 26. So yeah. Okay, you guys probably are hearing my mom by now. She has woken up. So I'm gonna head out. I just want to say thank you all for listening to my podcast and just talking, and just me talking about like my decisions and having a way to like just let out all of my feelings. This podcast is still going to be Chasing Psychology because I'm still chasing psychology, trying to make sense of the world. Whether that's talking about my life, talking about like celebrities, you know, like pop culture, music. I'm definitely going to do more like movie and TV reviews because I really love that. Yeah, so we're gonna try to make sense of this crazy world. Okay, all right, thank you all for watching, and once again, it's been your girl, Bendu. Bye.